If you're searching for a window to our environmental past, you might look no further than the ground beneath our feet, especially if there's clay there. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
Clays are records of environmental change. There are several different types of clays that form in the environment. And if we can associate the types of clay and the types of environments, we can make our way back into the geologic past. Then we can tell whether the environment was wet or dry, and perhaps what types of organisms were living in association with the clays at the time.
Paul Schroeder is a professor of geology at the University of Georgia.
Geologists use the clays as kind of a key to the past. If you were to look at a clay in a modern forming environment, let's say a desert or in a very wet tropical environment, those clays are distinctly different. And we can work our way back through the geologic record and use those clays as indicators of past environments. This is how geologists reconstruct the climates of the geologic past, by looking at the types of clay minerals that are preserved. What surprises us mostly is not so much how wet or how dry or how hot or how cold the Earth has been through geologic time. What surprises geologists is sometimes is how quickly those properties change on Earth. Sometimes the transition from one clay type to the next can be a little bit more abrupt than what we thought. And then that challenges us to then ask the question, what caused that condition to change so quickly?
A heads up that yours truly has written a novel. If you want more information, check out our Facebook page. Pulse of the Planet is made possible in part by the Center for Earth and Environmental Nanotechnology and the National Science Foundation. I'm Jim Metzner.